Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can call, you can text. In fact, we want to hear from you this morning. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. And of course, if you're picking up the phone this morning to give us a call, do that responsibly as well. 412-928-9370. How you feeling after the win over the Ravens? Nearly stroking out last night, if you were like everybody else staying up to watch the end of Chargers-Raiders when it almost went to a tie, and everything else that went into the roller coaster of the last 24 hours or so of being a Steeler fan and now looking forward to a game in Kansas City on Sunday night in the playoffs. 412-928-9370. Start with Anthony and Chikora. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm actually happy for y'all to make it to the playoffs, to see Ben Roethlisberger going his final year, actually make it to the playoffs. I think he earned it. He's actually one of the, the top five quarterbacks of the whole 2000 eras and stuff like that. But I actually was just wondering about y'all's opinion on Mike Tomlin's situation. Now, with Ben Roethlisberger retiring, you guys went 8-8, I think, with Mason Rudolph that year. So he's still a great coach to get you over, to get you at least to 500. How long do you think he'll be the Steelers head coach without Roethlisberger?
As long as he wants to be, Anthony.
No, that's it. Thank you for the call. You know what? That is a good question, though. And the easy answer is as long as he wants to be. But I wonder if Kevin Colbert, you know, moving on somewhere else, Ben Roethlisberger's quarterback moving on somewhere else, gives him a sense of direction in, I'm going to dig in even deeper, or, I wonder how much longer I want to do this. Because, you know, he's still a relatively young guy.
Well, I think when you couple it with the imminent retirement, it sounds like, of Kevin Colbert, it's got to put things in some sense of perspective for Mike Tomlin, right? Like, to your point, does he take a step back, look at it, and go, okay, I've had a hell of a career, right? I won a Super Bowl. I went to another one. I've never had a losing season. I can, you know, everybody talks about that all the time. I'll put that on a plaque as well in the office. How much longer do I want to do this? Not necessarily saying he'd walk away, but how much longer do I want to do this? Do I want to put a finite point on this, at least in my own head? Because you're going from a situation where rapidly, and again, I don't think they're going to bring in anybody from the outside to be the new GM. But still, you're going from a point where the three guys calling the shots, the triumvirate of power, not named Rooney anyway, on the South side for the last 15 years have been the same. It's been Colbert, Tomlin, and Roethlisberger. And now two of those guys in the next 6 months are going to be out the door.
I think that he'll be the head coach till he's 60. He was hired at, what, 36? Imagine that career. I think he was 36.
Well, I think he'll go out on his terms.
Kind he may of, have been 35.
Kind of, yeah. Or four. I'm wondering, the other thing that's going to happen here is that let's just say that Brandon Hunt gets promoted.
Okay.
And replaces Kevin Colbert. Does this give, if it were separate but equal powers when it came to this, it's a community effort and we get together, it's a group decision when it comes to the draft, for example. Does this give Tomlin more power?
Yes.
In that, because
if Brandon Hunt were to be hired, I think that Tomlin would have a little bit more say, or even think that he would have some more say, because he'd be a senior member to Brandon Hunt than he would be to Kevin Colbert.
Even if it has nothing to do with title.
Right.
You know, I brought a lot of that up a couple minutes ago. I don't think with Tomlin, we already know how much power he has in the personnel department.
I wonder how beneficial that is moving forward. Now, Tomlin should be heavily involved in the quarterback selection process moving forward. And also, in what's going to happen with this offense. That's the most important decision right now, the minute that the season's over, is who's the offensive coordinator.
But that's where I want his involvement with the offense to stop. And to be quite honest, that's where I want his involvement with the defense to stop. Do me a favor, Mike Tomlin, become the CEO, right? If you're going to take on more personnel powers, and I don't know if he will or not, become the CEO. Hire some hotshot coordinators, or, you know, maybe Terrell Austin takes over as DC, whatever it may be. I don't know. Maybe keep Keith Butler around as a figurehead another year or two. Who knows? But you've got to find people calling the shots at OC and DC who you trust to call the shots and not have to feel like you got to insert yourself all
the
time.
I'm okay with him being heavily involved with the defense. I mean, Andy Reid's heavily involved with the offense, and Kansas City does well. Like, I'm okay with Mike Tomlin being on one side of the ball and helping a lot on defense, as long as he has lieutenants that know, like Terrell Austin and people like that. I thought the defense, people can talk about all the yardage you want yesterday and running the football. They kept him out of the end zone. You know,
there was the one play, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it. You gave up 13 points.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, in a game in which Tyler Huntley was playing quarterback. But considering that you lost a guy that everybody thought was a pretty much all-world guy, and you lost him, and it wasn't due to injury, it was just, well, it may have been due to injury, but it really happened upon you with Stephon Tuitt.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened there, and then, you know.
Alu-Alu, that
right,
really hurt.
And Alu-Alu happens. I don't think the defense has been terrible.
Yeah, and it's not by way of criticizing the defense that I'm bringing up. I'd like to see Mike Tomlin not infuse himself as much. Like I said, we talked about it a few weeks ago. Become the CEO in that second act of your career. Jay is in Jacksonville. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, guys. I didn't see Schobert in almost the whole game.
Yeah, he was in late and made one play, and I thought it was less is more.
At the end, it's like, to me, they got Schobert because he's better than Spillane. Spillane starting for Schobert. Bush can't defend the run to save his life. I'd rather have the Schobert and Spillane inside, Bush outside. He doesn't contend. He doesn't smash.
Well, thank you for the call. Yeah. And I think, and your phone's breaking up a little bit. I think what we've decided over the past month is, and more than anything, forget the now. And obviously, the now is important. You're going in to play a playoff game. Devin Bush made it very clear you don't pick up his fifth year.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's what has been decided over the last month. For me, at least.
He got, I don't even know what he was doing on those two. There were two runs in particular where Murray just, Bush just, he just didn't read the play correctly.
How many times has that happened now this year? How many different instances
two in a row
have you seen a running back cut back through the middle and face just nothing but green grass in front of him?
But I look at it, though, they found a way to win. The defense mm-hmm. found a way to win. They found a way to make stops. Sutton found a way to have an interception in the end zone. Sure, the ball was thrown right at him. They never should have thrown the football. They found a way to get it done. It's now a case of pouring person by person through and saying, who can help us moving forward? I do think that the framework is in place to have a pretty good defense. You have to eliminate a couple weak spots. And that, first of all, is Devin Bush.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Second of all, you got to find out what's going on at that other corner spot. Is mm-hmm. Witherspoon going to be good enough to help you in the long run, or is he not? That's the second gigantic question. And then you have to ask Stephon Tuitt, do you want to play football or don't you?
Right.
Like, those to me are the three, because I do think the skeleton and the framework is there for a really good defense, especially when you couple it with the defense may lead you to victories because the offense may be able, with the running back and with a tight end, to sustain some drives if they put together any sort of good game plan that's not a Matt Canada game.
Well, yeah, this isn't 5 years ago when you had to score 30 points to
Correct.
Win every week. You get to 23, 24, you're going to feel pretty good because your defense, more often than not, is going to limit the opposition, unless you're going up against one of these elite, you know, Kansas City Chiefs-level defenses, which brings us back to this coming weekend, and I don't know how good any of us feel about that. 412-928-9370. You want to join us here on the Fan Morning Show? By all means, feel free to do so. Dave is on the North Shore. Dave, you're on the Fan Morning Show.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
Hi. Hey, I was just wondering, is there an injury to our punter that's not being revealed? Because, I mean, I know he had he was death in the family or something, mm-hmm. you know, the last couple of weeks. But this has been all year, man. He's 39-yarders and shanks. And the guy who replaced him was doing pretty adequate.
I could not agree with you more. And I don't know what it is, and thanks for the call. If you want to say that, and I know this, that a lot of times, especially if you are a holder as well, the kicker has a big, heavy influence on who the punter is because they select their holder. I don't know if Boswell felt as if that Harvin was a much better holder than Waitman, but I never saw Waitman. That's the guy's name,
yeah.
Right? Waitman.
Yeah.
I don't know if he fumbled any snaps. It didn't look like it to me.
I didn't notice that.
What I see with my eyes and what everybody could see with their eyes is one guy punted the football, which is their number one task, far better than the other guy punted the football. On top of this, they drafted the guy, and he's never been good as a pro.
No.
Even before the things that happened, unfortunately, with his father that are just terrible, he just never got any traction. From day one, he'd never been good.
It felt like they were running him back out there yesterday just to try and preserve some sort of mental state because of everything he had gone through the last few weeks.
About
if
that
you
too.
Say, though, if somebody wants to make the argument, hey, game winner, it's rainy, it's muddy, guy caught the football, he put it down, okay. I'll listen to you a little bit that he's a better holder, but that's not the number. But that doesn't offset punting the football 35 yards all the time.
No,
he did get better at the end. He had a couple better punts at the end, but on balance, to me, it's not even close between those two guys.
It started off trying to pay off the draft pick that was spent on him, trying to, you know, hey, we'll give him some more time. Don't worry, we like what we saw. We'll get it. And then, you know, the death of his father and going through that for a couple of weeks, I really think they brought him back to double down on, hey, we drafted this guy with also, well, yeah, he's in a state of mind. Maybe we can try and build some confidence here this week in the final regular season game. But if you go into Kansas City, and look,
He almost cost them a game yesterday.
Yeah. You might end up losing by 5 touchdowns to the Chiefs. I don't know. But we've talked about what's the one way you stay in the game and keep it close, right? Just keep it close, and you can't give any team, much less the Kansas City Chiefs, an inadvertent short field. You just can't. It'll kill you.
No, the other guy has to be the punter Sunday night in Kansas City. Just has to be.
And then if you want to bring both back in the summer for training camp and have some kind of punter battle, by all means, go ahead and do it. But
I'll judge. I'll go. Let me be the guy that judges the punter battle. What if we did?
Danny
what if they open it up
Danny,
to fans?
Danny Smith
fan
will be looking around.
Poll.
Colin, what do you think?
Well, let's see. Punt. What do you do with the punter battle? You just stand out there with punt, then coffin corner kicks, and then punt for distance, and then punt with a rush, and then
They kind of did that in training camp a few times, where they all of a sudden stop everything, and then I remember Roethlisberger yelling at Harvin. I mean, yelling basically because he was so inconsistent and terrible. Come on, you're like kind of along the lines of you're better than that.
Yeah,
you know you got to be better. And he does. And now that it's in the playoffs, and it'll be interesting to see what they do at center. You know, I would imagine Hassenauer will still play next week.
How about my man Haig or whatever?
Oh,
discounting the greatest play in Benny Snell football history.
I know.
By a face
by just
mask,
grabbing a dude by the helmet.
He may have saved Ben's life though. So you have to weigh those two things. But then you also have to say Ben was all. This is like his last game. Do you just let it go? And then also, I know I'm going off on a tangent here.
That's all right.
How about three solid paces after the whistles blow? Ben got suplexed, and there's no call.
If that's Tom Brady, I know everybody said this already,
but
if that's Tom Brady, there's a congressional hearing happening this morning.
Ben got suplexed after multiple officials blew their whistles.
Uh-huh.
Like you heard it coming from all angles. Plays over, and the guy took him and put him over his shoulder and suplexed him. And I put the video out there yesterday during the game.
Yeah.
It was just like,
they're just like, hey, Ben, you okay?
Yeah, you good? Get up. All right, because you weigh a lot and you're big. We officiate it differently.
You have heavy legs, or so we've been told.
Yeah, then how is a guy able to lift him if his legs are that heavy?
Unreal.
Are you okay with sending the franchise quarterback off with the two big divisional wins, a playoff berth, even if it means getting blown out in Kansas City, and the loss of 7 spots in draft positioning? Or would you rather bank on the future rather than the present? I think I know how most fans would respond to this, but we'll get into it in about 15 minutes or so here on the Fan Morning Show. Review our picks from the weekend as well. Someone else had another perfect weekend. Hint, it wasn't me. It's all coming up on the Fan Morning Show. It is the morning after the Steelers going to the playoffs, brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Moving and Junk Removal, and by your local Nissan dealers. 412-928-9370. We'll get to Michael in North Carolina in just a minute. Our picks, Colin, another 5-0 week, my friend.
Nice, moving on up.
Wow. You have taken control. You have moved back into first place ahead of producer Matt, who went 2-3 this weekend. Yep. Jim, 3-2, winning week for you.
Nice.
I continued to worm my way even deeper into the basement. I went 2-3.
Four.
I am now four. I am now 42-43-1. Four games back of Colin in the lead, but more importantly, two games behind you, Jim, as we duke it out to see who will finish last and has to take Starkey golfing in the spring.
Still tight. Really tight.
Yeah, I mean, you figure we got six wild card games, four divisional games, a couple conference championships left to pick. I could still catch you, Jim.
I just looked in my. Remember, we made picks like who's going to make the playoffs and so forth and so on.
Nope, not at all.
I didn't do very well. No,
we all picked the Bills. I think we had the Bills.
You and I both picked Buffalo and Green Bay. I think.
Right.
I got Buffalo and the Rams. In
hey,
the
that's
Super Bowl.
Still alive.
Yeah. We're still alive for that.
I had Bills and Bucks.
So everybody's still alive. What do you mean we did? Everybody's
no, but
playoffs.
I mean, I had teams like
it's not the, like we picked Jacksonville.
No, but I had the Colts, the Chargers making the playoffs. They didn't.
Okay,
I had Carolina, Seattle. They didn't.
I think a lot of people had Carolina as like their surprise team, and they didn't really live up to that.
No, they didn't.
I'm trying to see. Well, we all had either. Yeah, okay.
But in terms of our eventual champion, yes,
but
we're still
whittled it down in the proper way, I think. Mm-hmm. I think we whittled it down in the proper way.
We'll see.
Feels like, anyway. I don't know.
We got to do that this week sometime. We got to go through the playoff bracket in the next couple days for sure and give that whole our champion, who's going to do this.
Oh
that,
yeah. Oh, so we're going to re-pick. Do
it
all.
Doesn't discount that, but right. Yes, we're going to revisit.
We can hedge our bets, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. All right. I said Mike in North Carolina. I meant Matt in North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the Fan Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick. So, looking forward to what this offense looks like. Obviously, we don't have the ability to get every single position that we want. So is the strategy to now go and look for a prolific quarterback or to put more emphasis on building that offensive line for maybe not the greatest quarterback, but a quarterback,
number
I don't know,
two,
not mediocre, but a little bit good.
Number two, I would draft two offensive linemen if I could, and then live with a standby quarterback for a year because I don't think that they're going to get, and thanks for the call, I don't think that they're going to get a game-breaker quarterback or an organization changer quarterback. So I would draft offensive line, maybe two of them, fortify the defensive line if you can, or corner, but definitely offensive line, and live with sort of a quarterback as a bridge guy. If not, then just in whether that guy's Mason Rudolph or whether it's somebody else, that's the play. I would not go all in as a quarterback.
I'm not
right
interested
now.
In like a Kirk Cousins or something. Thank you very much. I'm just not. I do think as far as offensive line goes, what might be – and look, they're going to have cap space, right? Everybody's going to have cap space because the cap's going up appreciably this offseason. And, you know, Ben's number comes off the books, all that kind of stuff. They will have cap space. I think you look for at least one of those offensive linemen in free agency where you can find a veteran that can provide a little bit of leadership, a little bit of stability. I'm not saying you don't draft one as well, but I think regardless of how you do it, whether it's one in free agency and one in the draft, or you do need a couple of pieces on the offensive line.
You know what
breaking
you can get
news here.
What do you got?
Adam Schefter reporting that Brian Flores is out as Dolphins coach.
What?
Didn't they go 9-8?
Just missed the playoffs?
Yeah. That one is surprising to me. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, that is.
But Adam Schefter is reporting that one. Yikes.
What?
Just beat the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
looked pretty good doing so.
And he's, you know, Tua is so up and down, too. And
conspiracy
didn't they win
theory.
Seven in a row or whatever during the course of the season?
Conspiracy theory. Brian Flores went to somebody and said, listen, we're better than 9-8, but not with Tua as quarterback.
It's either me or him.
Yeah. And they said, well, we're invested in Tua.
And maybe he'll be the coach. Or maybe he got an offer from a big dog. Not that Miami's not a big dog, but
yeah.
Or maybe... maybe Belichick's about to call it quits, and he knows something.
Bill pulled him aside yesterday during the handshake.
That's interesting. I know they started out slowly, but look at how they finished.
And then
I'm thinking
that's a stunner.
But all of a sudden, he's in the coaching pool with all the other moves that are taking place. I would think he automatically becomes a very attractive.
That seems. That's the only thing I can think of is that they. He said it's me or Tua, and they said thank you. We'll keep Tua.
Now there's a Steelers defensive coordinator out there. That's for sure.
Baby.
Brian Flores. they're not going to get rid of. No, they're not going to hire Keith Butler.
No, there'd be a whole lot of promoting from within.
Yep. Oh, man, that is a stunner to me.
That's shocking. Completely shocking.
Herb to Miami.
I thought that like 30 seconds ago and didn't want to say it.
No. Are you okay with the way things have played out, even if it means getting a whooping in Kansas City on Sunday night and losing 6, 7, 8 spots in draft order because you sent Ben out with a couple of big wins at the end of the regular season? Are you one of those people that always looks towards the future and says, no, we cost ourselves draft position, and for what? To lose a wild card game? We get into that conversation next right here on the Fan Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Already 4 head coaching openings. We're no more than, 10 hours removed from the end of the regular season.
And I saw Chicago, that Ryan Pace, that general
GM's
manager,
out too.
He talked all about the other day. He was doing a radio interview about how he's lining up the draft and whatever. He made it sound like really... like he was disassociated from the coach and it was different. He's out. Like, you know, I'm lining up for the draft. I got all this ready to go. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for your service.
Appreciate
pal.
It. Yeah. Crazy.
So it's Miami, Chicago, Minnesota.
Yep. Zimmer's out.
And then who was
Denver,
it?
Fangio.
Oh, Denver. That's right.
Plus and Vegas.
And Jacksonville's open.
So 5. There you go.
And Vegas is an interim guy. And this
Harbaugh there, maybe.
This tomato can in Houston, he was never going to work. You could forget that. He'll get fired. He has to. Does the Jacksonville
Giants.
Guy get the job now because he won yesterday?
No. They're gonna.
No, that's the whole Dan. That's Dan Rooney used to talk about that all the time.
Right.
You name an interim guy if you do it midseason and then they have some success with the interim guy, and then you almost have to hire him.
Well, shout out to Tomlin too.
Yeah,
they were on the Minnesota staff together.
I'd be much more inclined if I were like Davis out in Vegas to keep Bisaccia around after what he did to get that team in. That's the first interim coach to get a team into the playoffs in the Super Bowl era.
Right, but that's the example of the Dan Rooney thing.
Right.
But he also might be the right guy. Byron Leftwich, if I don't know about the clown GM in Jacksonville, but Byron Leftwich would be a perfect coach for that team, given the young quarterback and his legacy there. And if he's not the head coach and they don't offer it, or if they do and he doesn't accept it, that's going to tell you an awful lot about that organization. It's even worse than maybe
what Byron Leftwich in Jacksonville?
Yes.
Oh, they're all over the place. I just needed to win one game is all I needed from them.
Right.
And they did.
Yeah.
They came through.
Thank you very much. That's all we needed from you.
You wonder what they're going to do. If that is going to be a perpetual just waste and a barren wasteland for a really good quarterback, or if they're going to compete. Like, you wonder if... There's a chance Trevor Lawrence, and I understand how football is, and it's cyclical, and it also has a decent amount of parity to it, quite obviously. But how long it'll take for them to climb back? I mean, could they be?
Maybe he can enter the transfer portal.
I mean, are they starting down a road where they're the Browns, and they waste
I mean,
a lot of his career.
They've got, if they don't get the right head coach in place, yeah, possibly. Real quick, I wanted to bring this up because a lot of people have been talking about it. We mentioned it earlier, tweeted about it. Are you okay? I guess the best way to put it is the loss of seven spots in the draft worth sending Ben out with those two divisional wins, even if it means getting absolutely blown out in Kansas City? You could have gone 7-9-1, picked 12th probably overall, but Ben would go out head-hanging. Or you go 9-7-1, two more big wins for Ben in the division. Yeah, maybe a wild card loss and maybe an ugly wild card loss, but you were in the playoffs and you fall down to what, probably 18th or 19th, I don't know, maybe 20th in draft order. Me, give me the wins, give me more football all day.
Give me the excitement that it creates in town. Give me what
now.
It does for the organization. Yeah. And here's the thing. Okay, drafting high. All right, and to illustrate the non-sure bet that it is, what did it do for the Browns for 25 years? You know, like seriously, people think when you draft a couple spots higher, okay, here you go, here's your team. What did it do for Jacksonville? Like, you know, what is it going to do? It is no sure bet that you draft high and that it immediately turns into a great football team or that that player turns into a better player. Like, you know, it just... No, you win for today, and then you figure out tomorrow.
You worry about
when
tomorrow.
You get
tomorrow,
there.
And you know what you can get, like 18, 19, or 20, typically? A really good center.
Yeah.
They could get that in the second round this year, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe, but maybe there's, and I don't, you know, I'm not a draft Nick. I don't know what's out there if there's an obvious
Jim
guy.
Jim Harbaugh,
but
Dolphins. Can,
is that official?
No.
I saw the rumor. Nick Costos tweeted me that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another theory.
Wow.
Harbaugh's going to end up somewhere.
He is. He's just been there's been too much fire that he hasn't put, or smoke that he hasn't put out.
He hasn't poked his head out at all to say anything about any of it.
And then we talk about who gets the Michigan job, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something.
The musical chairs.
The coaching carousel.
I love it.
The musical chairs, they are a-moving. But, yeah, no, to your point, Colin, about what happens with a high draft pick, look at what happened the last time the Steelers drafted 10th. They traded up to get there, but Devin Bush.
Look at some of their
first-round
guys, too. Like, you know, Ziggy Hood and Artie Burns.
Vander Hood, too.
Right, and they found the greatest receiver that they've ever found in the sixth round.
Sure.
So, it just, you never know. You win today, and you figure out tomorrow when you get there.
They could have used that sixth-round pick on a punter.
They could have used that sixth-round pick yesterday.
Yeah. Play.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he wasn't wacko.
I don't know where he was.
Right.
An NBA game somewhere.
His new thing is he wears sunglasses everywhere. Did you see that podcast thing that he did? Oh, my gosh. He said he has the same blood as a Navy SEAL.
His blood level's like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Which means he don't feel stress.
That's what he said. He does not feel stress. He's been tested, and he does not feel it. He has this innate
ability. Oh, he's been tested already.
He has this innate ability to not feel stress. Could you imagine him playing?
He didn't look like he was stressed when he was doing jumping jacks on that bad ankle that he couldn't play on.
Just
say it properly. Stress.
Stress.
He's something. Yep. He is something.
All right. Epic ending next. Hey, thanks to Ed Bouchette for joining us earlier. If you missed our conversation with Ed, our Steelers insider, you can always rewind to 7 o'clock on your Odyssey app. Listen to it again like you were there in the first place. Rewind on your Odyssey app. That's there for you for anything you missed in the last 24 hours. And your Odyssey app also has all your music, all your news, all your podcasts as well. Ed joined us on the Fan Hotline. Brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. The same way Brad Spielberger will join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock for his weekly visit. Reaction to the Steelers getting into the playoffs and what they might be able to do against the Chiefs this weekend. Jeff Hathorn checks in after covering Steelers-Ravens as well. And Shelby Cassesi, the latest edition of This Hits Different, tomorrow morning as well. But we got to wrap up today's show first. Time for the epic ending. It's presented to you by New Flow Men's Health and by Pittsburgh Pain Management.
Too many on social media, too many in real life, at least one in this room, Jim Colony, are okay playing for that tie. No. I've read too many opinions as to that. In the situation you're in, if you're the Raiders, and Zeiss was on this train too. Why even kick it? It could be returned the other way. Johnny Conservative Zeiss, right? No. You win the game, or at least die trying. Right move every single day of the week.
Make overtime great
coach.
Again.
You calling Zeiss a snowflake?
No, I'm okay. Just, you're the one that was playing for the tie.
I'm just saying that there's a time for it. I mean, I don't know where Herm Edwards is at the moment, but, you know.
It's the difference between playing Kansas City, at Kansas City or at Cincinnati, and that is a big difference. There's a lot that goes into it. Plus, you eliminate a team in which you think is better, probably in the Chargers, from the playoffs than the Steelers.
I believe Herm is out in the desert dodging NCAA violations right now.
Too many people thought playing for the tie was a good idea. Anyway, so I learned that today.
Okay. I learned that, and I don't have the exact figure in front of me because I had to move my computer for a Zoom, but Field Yates tweeted out the total number of touches for Najee was over 300.
Okay.
No fumbles. And that's the second.
322 or something like that.
Yeah, it's the second highest total for anybody. The touches to you know, having the football in your hands to not give it up. And that's, you know, for a rookie, man, that's impressive. And then, of course, what he did yesterday to come back and play when maybe he shouldn't have, but it's a good thing he did.
Stud. It was, out there playing with one arm.
Yeah, very much worth the number one pick yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah. Matt, what'd you learn today?
I learned that listening to this clip just hasn't gotten old yet.
He's the same when everybody else gets funny. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Everybody else gets a little tight.
Everybody's funny.
Tight.
Now you funny too.
Yes.
I love that.
All right.
Oh, good stuff. I learned that this is a great idea, actually, and maybe we could extend it to Las Vegas as well. Alex Kozora, who works for that Steelers Depot site, does a great job with a lot of X's and O's breakdowns. He tweeted yesterday afternoon, to thank the Jaguars for their upset win of the Colts. I'm asking Steelers Nation to donate, if you can, to Feeding Northeast Florida, a group Jags players worked with during Thanksgiving, and he tweeted out the link. So, by all means, let's thank those in Jacksonville and Las Vegas for their help. Find a charity in either community. Donate to it today if you can, and thank them for helping get the Steelers into the playoffs. Predictions now.
A lot of back padding, and rightly so. There should be in the next 4 hours. Joe was the one guy who was heavy on the train that Jacksonville could beat Indy. Ron, I remember he asked Ron last week, he goes, what percent would you give Indy of beating Jacksonville? He said zero. And then he goes, you mean zero? If they played 100 times, they wouldn't win any. Yeah. He goes, maybe 0.1%. And Joe goes, I'd give them like a 30% chance of winning. Like if they played 100 times, they'd win 30 of them. They played 10 times, maybe three. And Joe would not relent. Joe was the guy that was heavy on an upset maybe happening.
He called it.
And he called it all week. He kept on.
He was trying to make Ron a $10,000 bet.
Yes, he
did. Related to that.
I think he's maybe making Ron wear a Buffalo jersey today or something like that, or was at least going to try to.
Well, he's got the spirit.
Hey, he does.
Talking proud.
I will say, credit to Joe Starkey, who would not relent all week about saying that Jacksonville could win.
Get that out of here. I'm not putting it on.
So there we go. Credit to him. You'll hear that. Right. That's what's predicted, that he'll talk about it.
Yeah, this isn't an instant prediction, but we kind of touched on this. I think there's going to be a whole lot of either sideways or promotions from within with the Steelers, meaning Brandon Hunt gets elevated to general manager, Terrell Austin gets elevated to defensive coordinator, and that Matt Canada stays, and that Simo gets named offensive line coach. I think that's what's going to end up happening when all this stuff shakes out.
Where's Keith Butler going?
He'll be around.
Well, then why is a guy getting promoted to defensive coordinator?
Because he'll be not dismissed, but he'll be retired.
Redistributed?
Okay, gotcha.
The Division of Labor.
There we are.
Okay. Matt, prediction?
Not really sure how this hasn't happened yet, but Joe Judge out as head coach of the
Did
New
you
York
see
Giants?
The 3rd-and-9 quarterback sneak from like their own 7-yard line?
Gosh, that guy.
Judgment day for that guy.
Nick Costos will do cartwheels when that happens.
Until the new coach is named, and then he'll
lose
completely
his mind
go off
all
the rails
over again.
It's Mike Zimmer, right?
I don't know how this is happening. Alabama is a 2.5-point underdog to Georgia.
Oh yeah, they're playing tonight. Huh?
They're going to win. Money line right now at FanDuel. Alabama's +120. If you want to go that far, I'd suggest it. Bama 33, Georgia 25.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.